This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, my name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in. And today, Mary, we have the biggest guest we've ever landed.
She's quite a big deal.
And we've never had a guest before.
I agree. No,
the only person we could get that would be more amazing than her would be Whitney Houston.
Oh, well, R.I.P. Rest in peace, Whitney.
She's dead to you. She's not dead. But anywho, she is the governor of the state of Rhode Island. Hi, Governor. Governor Raimondo.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So great to have you in and welcome.
Yes.
How is summer 2017 going?
Great. It's going so well. We've been having a ball. We went to the beach yesterday. We've consumed way too much ice cream.
That's the sign of a good summer, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So far, so good.
That's great.
What do you guys, what is the mindset when you have the rare day off and say, okay, you know, what are we going to do today? Because my wife and I, we go back and forth. It's like, okay, do we go to Gansett? Do we go to Little Compton? Do we go to Newport? Where is it? Where are we going?
So what I like to do, my husband and I, we love to go biking in Little Compton.
We'll
hop on the East Bay bike path. So we'll drive. It's so beautiful. That's one of the most amazing things about Rhode Island. It's rural and farmland and stone walls and then boom, ocean.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we go there. Or with the kids, it's Narragansett. We go to San Ho Cove Beach as often as we can, stay as long as we can. We'll go to Block Island once or twice a summer.
Do you have a clam cake quota? Like how many clam cakes per week?
No. We try to limit ourselves. We try to pace ourselves.
Good, good. Well, we're glad you're here. And if you're tuned in while you're on the road working or just getting some errand done, just sit back, listen, and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, we'll have all the info and show notes for you on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Today's wicked interesting pick is Governor's Bay Day. And of course, that is why we have the governor on to talk about this amazing event. Some people may have no idea what Governor's Bay Day is.
It is one of my favorite days of the year. This year, it's July 30th. Mm-hmm. And it's a day that all of the state beaches are free. So not everyone can afford a beach day. But if you live in Rhode Island, you ought to be able to go to the beach, take your kids. Also, the buses are free. The RIPTA Route 66, which is the beach bus, is free that day.
That was the bus I used to take when I had to go down to URI from Providence. Yeah. So I know that bus very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they call it it's the beach bus.
Yeah.
My niece and nephew, all the kids pile on the bus. They go to the beach. It's great. It drops you off right at the beach.
We should get a sand tally at the end of the year. How much sand is swept off the floor?
We should actually.
Weigh it up. Have a guess. Maybe the winner gets, I don't know, free parking passes.
Exactly.
For a year.
That's a great idea.
It could be great.
So we'll have a sandcastle contest at San Ho Cove. And actually, my husband and I will go judge it, and we give away some treats.
Nice.
All saltwater fishing is free, so if you want to go fishing that day.
So if you don't have a license, you can still go fishing on this day. Wow.
Exactly. If you don't have a license, you can go on this day, no cost. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the parking is free. It's just a fun day. So if you guys could deliver good weather, I've done my part. I've made this
all
free.
What, do I look like Tony Petrocca here or something? I mean, I know I'm short, but Governor, please.
A much younger version.
Thank you.
But yeah, so if you can do the sun dance, I think it'll be a great day.
Yeah. Now, there's a great variety of beaches, of course, that are going to be included for the free parking for all these beaches. It's going to be the Charleston Breachway down in Charleston, East Beach, also in Charleston, the East Matunuck State Beach. That was one of my favorite beaches growing up. You could find lots of fun sea creatures down at East Matunuck, Musquamicket State Beach, of course, Roger Wheeler State Beach, Salty Brine State Beach, and Scarborough State Beaches, the north and the south. Mm-hmm. It's like Game of Thrones, but Scarborough Beach.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So that's our wicked interesting pick of the week. And now here's the wicked fun in the 401.
Right, so normally in the Wicked Fun 401, we talk about some different events that are happening in the area. But of course, since you are here, I want to know this summer, you know, you just mentioned that you like to go on the East Bay bike path. And then you also like to go to the beaches with the kids. What are a couple other fun events that you like to do with your family in the summer?
So one of my favorite things is if I can skip out of work a little early, my son and I will go hit a bucket of balls at Buttonhole. Mm-hmm. It's a public golf course in Providence, and he's an aspiring golfer. I am not, but I go along for the ride.
Support is important.
Support's important. So you can go there, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock. It's so inexpensive.
Great.
Grab a bucket of balls, and it's great. It's a fun activity. Maybe we'll grab some ice cream on the way home. We like to go to Three Sisters.
Nice
right
choice.
At the end of Blackstone Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So we love to do that. Sometimes we like to just go get some clam cakes at Monahan's and then just go for a walk mm-hmm. on the wall in Narragansett.
Yeah,
that's a great thing.
It's always beautiful down there.
Yeah, you know, we like
even
simple
in a
things.
Snowstorm, that place is gorgeous.
It's so
it
pretty.
Yeah.
It is so pretty. Or maybe we'll just walk out on the rocks at Galilee.
Yes.
You know, all the way out to the end. They give me a heart attack because I'm always afraid. But it's fun. It's a fun activity.
How about any of the inland, like farmlands and the farmer's market and all that kind of stuff? Just because I know for me, it's now berry season. So does your family like the fresh produce from the area?
We love the fresh produce mm-hmm. from the area.
Which is great because we're coming into corn season.
Which we love. We had our native corn in South County is coming in today, they tell me.
Nice.
So we go to a little farm stand on the Post Road and they said, today is the day the native corn's coming in. So I can't wait for that. And we have a garden. My son and daughter have a garden. So we are like harvesting our own gigantic cucumbers, soon to be tomatoes.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be good. And one of our summer favorite too is the Charlestown Seafood Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
It's good stuff.
That's great. Because
I've gone a few times, as
the
you can
food,
tell.
The food is fantastic. The kids love the rides. They have great fireworks at the end. Yeah. I highly recommend that one.
Yeah, I agree.
And we've got some great concert venues around here, indoor and outdoor. And we actually, people don't realize this, we bring in, the state brings in some awesome acts, whether it be country or rock or mm-hmm. pop. We get some really great stuff, whether it's downtown Providence or down south, you know, Washington County Fair.
Yes.
I mean, the names they bring in. So really, this is the hub. This is all you need to know. When you're in Rhode Island, you got plenty of things to do. So, all right. So that's our Wicked Fun in the 401. Be sure to check out our website for all the details. Whether you're going on a first date, celebrating that 50th anniversary, or just looking to create a little spark, here is this week's Wicked Romantic Pick. And not to be ridiculously creepy, but Governor, let's
only
say...
Only slightly
let's
creepy.
Let's say we're all set, we got a sitter. Yourself and the first gentleman have a night to go out on a date. Where are we going?
Anywhere we can sit outside.
Yes.
We love to sit outside in the summer, especially if it involves sitting outside near the water. So
we got like a checklist. Outside, water.
Outside, mm-hmm. water.
Soulful jazz singer.
That would be nice. We're not that picky though.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Good cocktails.
Amen.
Good cocktails, water, outside. And so some of our favorites are 210 Oyster Bar.
Nice.
Have you been there? It's on the water. Mm-hmm. It's in South County.
Yep.
But sometimes we'll go to Tallulah's Taqueria on Ive Street in Providence.
So good. Yes.
So good. If you like food. Or if we're feeling not too much like Rhode Islanders, we'll drive all the way to Bristol or Warren.
Wow.
I know.
Do you know how many Dunkin' Donuts you pass
it's
going
a lot,
that way?
It's a big hike.
Providence?
But
overnight accommodations?
Ugh. The Trafford.
Yes.
Love that place. Fish
great
tacos,
spot.
So good. And mm-hmm. then we'll go for a little walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever we're in the mood for.
Governor, we're bringing in a new segment just for you. It's called the Wicked Fast Q&A with the Governor.
Okay.
Okay.
Get ready. You got to sit
all
forward
right.
and straight for this
there
one.
Okay.
Wicked
right.
Fast.
Let's go.
Is there an official Governor theme song?
There is not, but we
like,
could
we
come
could
up
rip
with
one off like, oh, Governor, oh,
not
Governor.
Not that I know of. I think no on that one.
All right, okay. Is it true, this could be a rumor, is it true that as the governor, you can throw somebody in jail right away if you see somebody eating Dells with a spoon in your presence.
Ooh, right? That is not true, but I wish it were, because that is a crime.
Well, you just had all these governors in.
That is a crime.
With the National Governors Association. Wicked awesome conference,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. How many, they all want to come back. They fell in love.
It's even better. Did you just sit back and laugh at the ones that tried to eat the Dells with a spoon?
I
and
did.
See them, like, because that's funny.
Or I a did. Straw.
That's funny.
I did. No, the spoon was hilarious.
We should hashtag Dells fail. Oh. Like, you know, just as they, you know, it falls off. So.
We also brought in Allie's donuts, and they couldn't stop eating them.
I'm
not going to name names, but some of my colleagues could not stop eating them.
Did you get a cake, an Allie's cake?
We just went straight old school donuts,
I like
and they
it.
Gobbled. In fact, we gave them to Prime Minister Trudeau as well.
Get really?
Out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're international now.
They, yes. They're going global. Mm-hmm. Allie's is going global.
All right. If you visit London, England, do you feel disrespected because everybody calls each other like, how you doing, governor?
Governor.
It's a common phrase. Like, nobody comes up to me and says, hey, governor.
No,
but
I
here
like
they
it.
Have to, because it's Rhode Island and you are the governor. We elected you. And
do you get confused? Like, my name's Mary. So when I go on public, there's a lot of Marys in this world and everyone's Mary, Mary.
So do you
and
feel,
I turn around.
Do you feel dissed by that at all?
Not at all. No.
No,
I like
okay.
the accent.
Just
I
curious.
Like the accent.
Just curious.
You know, around here, often a little kid will say, hello, governor. Hello, governor.
I love it.
And I love it.
It's a child auditioning for Christmas Carol.
Yes,
Trinity
yeah.
Rat.
Yes.
I'm trying to work on that Cockney accent. Yeah. Awesome, yeah. Awesome. As we said in the beginning, everything we talked about can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We, of course, want to thank our very special guest, Governor Raimondo. Thank you. This was a blast having you on today.
Thank you, guys. I had fun. We'll do it again.
Absolutely. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. So if you're posting photos when you're out and about this Governor's Bay Day, make sure you tag us. Use the hashtag WickedRoadie. Tag the governor's office because, you know, she's wicked social and wicked awesome. So, yeah, so be sure to do that because we'd love to see what's going on.
That's
there.
Right. Until next time, folks, I'm Mary Larson.
I'm Ben DeCastro.
And I'm Governor Raimondo.
And you've been listening to Wicked Rudy. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com. We make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.